La 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 la.
Hello, dear friends, World Kli. We are 10, number 3 from Ashkelon. We're so excited about the opportunity that we have to prepare the World Kli for the morning lesson in order for us to draw the reforming light and be worthy to the Kabbalists, worthy of the Creator and the world. L'chaim.
We'll read an excerpt from the source, Rabash. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
Yes, and we want to invite all the friends and all the tens to do an active workshop. The question for our workshop will be like this. Why is it important that I will love the friends and not that the friends will love me? Again, why is it important that I shall love the friends and not that the friends will love me?
Because otherwise, I'm in a corporeal world, a corporeal reality. If one expects love to others, then it is already the spiritual world and it is full of light.
We actually talked about this now in the preparation, about the light bringing an awareness of how opposite a person is from the nature of bestowal and how the whole study of the wisdom of Kabbalah brings him a conscious feeling that he doesn't want to connect, how his ego is not in the right direction. And this is exactly the point. Why is it important that I should love the friends? That's my correction. That's the place where I'm moving from where I'm accustomed to and used to, and to go out towards the friend and acquire their lack, learn what love is, learn what light is, how I connect between them. That's it, actually.
The friends means to bestow to them. I'm not waiting for them to bestow to me, but rather I bestow. And this force to love the friends, we get it from the Creator, because He loves. That's His quality, to bestow. So here, in the lesson, together, we get light. And we also get this desire to bestow to the friends and to bestow to Him.
And we want to come to adhesion to the Creator, to resemble Him. To resemble Him means to be bestowing like Him. To be a bestower means to love the other without receiving any reward.
Yes, and it is important because this is truly our test, whether we're walking the spiritual path in the right way. This is our work by which we check ourselves opposite the Creator, that each one is working on his resemblance, on his equivalence of form to the Creator, who is the quality of bestowal, who is love, unconditional love, love outside of himself. And with love of friends, if I will say that the friends love me, it's egoistic, it can confuse me. So I want to make sure it's in the right spiritual direction.
Yes, this is the correction, and this is the great rule in the Torah, and its equivalence of form, and from the love of the created beings, we come to the love of the Creator. That's the whole essence of loving all of reality, being an equivalent with the one and unique force that is, and that's why it's important for us to practice this and come to this essence of love.
Yes, for the friends to love me, that's my default, that's our default state, that is the state we are in now, wanting to simply pull into ourselves all the time, but we want to reach bestowal like the Creator, that we are bestowing outside of ourselves towards the friends, towards the Creator, towards the whole of humanity.
I'm replacing self-love to love of others, the love of friends, and also the love of the Creator that stands behind, in concealment, behind each and every friend.
Our way actually teaches you how to love, but to love the other, not to engage in yourself. Otherwise, you cannot get out of your ego that is disconnecting you.
And it's really hard to get out of the nature of self-love. That's why it's really good that the friends love me. It gives an opening of the heart and maybe envy and a tendency to love them too. I'd like to discover that.
And actually it enables you to awaken the prayer. We know our ego, how opposite it is, and where we should be. And in that, we truly have a place for a prayer that we can awaken towards the Creator.
We need to reveal love. And the secret is how to work with it, how you must love more, not to receive it in order to receive. And the Creator can help us with this. It's relative to the masach and the reflected light.
Yes, to reach love is something that is above our nature. And we need the Creator to help us. And now we have the lesson. We will be under the influence of the light for 3 hours, and we can ask for the light to connect us so that we will truly reach love, so that we will be able to build a clear vessel and discover the Creator and bring Him contentment. 3 hours under the influence of the light.
It's important for me to love the friends because that's our work until the correction, so that we will know that we're correcting ourselves. And until then, the Creator, as we call it, is helping us. As we don't feel the love for the friends because maybe because we need to come to a spiritual feeling of spiritual love where we love one another with our points in the hearts, which is not like usual love where we would connect in a corporeal manner. That's why we're being helped here, for us to feel that the work is on us, on each of us.
Read a second excerpt from the source, Rabash, letter 8. Once I've acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends. And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace. The feet dance in a circle, in love and joy, together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels. And it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Thank you to our reader. We're going to move to a silent workshop question. Let's now realize the state of connection we heard and learned about in the Ten. Let's now realize that state of connection we just heard about and learned about in the Ten.